Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're walking into Nashville Anthems, dissecting 80s and 90s country music. I'm your host, Melton McManerberry, and I want to thank the band Redneck County for playing us in today. On this podcast, our goal, unattainable though it may seem, is to get to the bottom of what exactly it is that makes 80s and 90s country music particularly work. By looking at it from the inside, song by song, one by one, little by little, embracing incremental progress on our way to a deep, nuanced, and full-orbed understanding of this musical phenomenon. And to that end, today we find ourselves courting Eddie Rabbit's early 80s hit, Step by Step. So, if you haven't already, why don't you pause me now and give Step by Step a few close listens. Not to be confused, by the way, with New Kids on the Block's 90s hit of the same name, or the 90s TGIF sitcom. But hey, while you're at it, you may want to dust off previous Nashville Anthem selection, Ronnie Millsap's He Got You, because we're going to be referring to that one a fair amount in this episode. So, with all that said, let's get into it. First, as always, we want to give credit where credit is due, courtesy of my friend and yours, Wikipedia. Eddie Rabbit released Step by Step as a single in 1981, taking it to number one on the U.S. country charts. It also formed the title track and side two track one of Rabbit's seventh studio album. Other singles off that album were another number one, Someone Could Lose a Heart Tonight, and the number two single, I Don't Know Where to Start. So if you're getting the impression that this is Eddie Rabbit in his prime, you'd be about right. Rabbit's commercial peak was basically at the turn of the decade, shortly before neo-traditionalism came in and took over, and he found his style on the outside looking in, as we discussed in the episode on the aforementioned He Got You by Ronnie Millsap. So, by that token, rather, from where I sit, like Ronnie Millsap, Eddie Rabbit maybe doesn't get the credit he deserves as a Nashville hitmaker. Want to take a guess how many number one singles Eddie Rabbit had in his career? It's 17. Not bad, right? 5 in the 70s and 12 in the 80s. So, he was quite a force, especially, as I said, in the late 70s and early 80s. Not unlike Conway Twitty, although Conway Twitty's peak, if you want to call it that, was longer than Rabbit's. To be fair, Twitty's peak was longer than almost anyone's, but we'll get to that soon enough. But anyway, just to put a period on it for context, Step by Step was the fourth in a string of 5 number one singles that Eddie Rabbit had to start off the 80s, several of which you definitely know, but I'll let you look them up for yourself. And by the way, after the number two single we mentioned a moment ago, Rabbit's next two singles also went to number one. So 7 of his first 8 singles of the 1980s all went to number one. So he was absolutely a bona fide hitmaker, actually more like the bona fide hitmaker of at least 1980 through 1982. So hopefully that helps set the context for this song, but just rounding out the credits, much more so than his aforementioned contemporary hitmakers Ronnie Millsap and Conway Twitty, Eddie Rabbit is known for his songwriting, and he did in fact write Step by Step, along with frequent collaborators David Malloy and someone who went by the name of Even Stevens. David Malloy also produced the song, along with the whole album bearing his name. Well, now let's get into the song itself and work through some of what at least I'm hearing in Step by Step that makes this song what it is. Well, first, I want to talk about the Ronnie Millsap-like, blue-eyed R&B in this song. Let's start with the groove, because to me, that's really what stands out most about this song and really defines it sonically. The groove can be characterized as laid-back 4-4 with a heavy 2. So don't let the take-it-easy-inspired strumming pattern of the acoustic guitar intro fool you. For some reason, it uses a little bit different groove than the whole rest of the song. Listen to the emphasis on beat 2 once the first chorus kicks in. Take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step, tell beat 1 is also strong. You're dreaming of. Third step, take her in your arms and never. And it plays with beats 3 and 4, throwing syncopations in there, 16th notes in interesting places. Beats 3 and 4 always sounding like lead-ins to 1. Take that first step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. That's the flow of the rhythm. Strong 1 and 2 with a particular backbeat punch on 2, then 3 and 4 kind of building up rhythmic tension that then releases on the strong 1, after which there's almost a pause before the strong 2. Do you hear it? Take that first step. Ask her out and treat her like a lady. Second step. It's something like this. There's the strong one. And three and four kind of doing some syncopated stuff to create some tension. Back to the strong one. It sits on one for a hot second, too. Hear it? There's this brief hold on one with a little 16th note picked up beat before beat two really punches. And then it repeats. Lather, rinse, 80s home perm, and repeat. You can really hear this groove vocally on the chorus. Listen to the emphasis on one. Those are the steps that Rabbit narrates. First step.
Take that first step. Ask her out and treat her like a lady.
Second step.
Second step.
And so on. Those ordinal numbers are always right on beat one, and the word step is always on that little 16th beat pickup to beat two that I mentioned. So the backbeat right on two is really strong, but the vocal anticipates it by a hair. That's a big part of what makes the song sound so groovy. Let's do it one more time. See, there's one, right? And notice where step is. Right there. Not there. That's right on beat two, but there. That's just slightly before beat two. You know how groovy that is? It actually mimics what's happening with the strumming pattern that I mentioned on the intro. The strumming pattern emphasizes the anticipation of two rather than two itself. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Hear how it's slightly ahead of beat two? Yet beat two, as we said, is quite strong on the backbeat, so you have this little subtle push and pull rhythmically that really makes the song groove. Notice, too, by the way, that the vocal kind of plays around rhythmically on beats three and four. That's the ask her out and treat her like a part before lady right on one.
First step, ask her out and treat her like a lady.
Now, all this, in my view, tragically exactly didn't happen on He Got You. Remember how in that song, rather inexplicably, a four-on-the-floor disco beat took over Millsap's typical R&B-inspired groove and left us kind of scratching our heads asking why?
He got the sunshine.
Step by Step, on the other hand, leans into its natural groove rather than imposing something foreign on it, such that, in my opinion, it works much better as a total package.
Step by step, you win her love. She looks too beautiful to touch.
Step by Step is a fun song. It's fun to listen to, and it's really fun to play along with. Keyboard players out there, bass players, take it from me. Put this one on and play along. You'll immediately feel what I'm talking about. The way beat two is both anticipated and emphasized, and it's just fun to play around inside that pocket. So note tempo too, and overall drive, or lack thereof. The tempo is definitely on the slower side of fast, if you will, as in, the song could be faster and still work, but it's held back, feels easy and not rushed. Likewise, the groove stays on the backside of the beat, if you will, if anything.
Second step.
At any rate, it certainly isn't on the front side of the beat, not a driving rhythm like we've talked about on this podcast. It doesn't feel like the drummer is leaning forward, propelling the song, but rather sitting back, letting the song glide comfortably at its own pace. An exception to this occurs each time the title is sung. The phrase step by step is full of syncopation in the first half of the measure, beats one and two, which is atypical of the song, giving the song some variety and a nice, rather easy climax to drive its point home.
You know, step by step, step by step, you win her love.
It's one of those cases when the exception proves the rule. That part sounds so out of place, effectively so, because the rest of the groove is so strong in the other direction. And all this fits the subject matter, right? The song is precisely about not rushing. The song celebrates natural progression rather than forced progress, stepping rather than leaping. But more on that in a moment. Before we go there, let's spend a little more time on the blue-eyed R&B of this song. Let's talk about something we haven't discussed before on Nashville Anthems, though in hindsight we probably should have because it's been a common element. But for some reason, it stood out more to me on this song than it has on other selections. And it's the concept of building melody and harmony around a pentatonic scale. What is a pentatonic scale, you say? I'm glad you asked. A couple of ways to think about it. It's a standard major scale, if you will, with the fourth and seventh degrees removed. So instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, it's 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8. It's called pentatonic because the scale has five distinct notes instead of seven. But I prefer to think of a pentatonic scale not as a major scale with 2 degrees removed, but actually as an arpeggio. That's the three notes of a major triad, 1, 3, 5, with an added second and an added sixth. Just for whatever reason, it makes more sense to me to think of it that way. So in G, which is the key that Step by Step is in, the pentatonic scale would be a G arpeggio, that's GBB, with an added A, that's the second degree, and an added E, that's the sixth. So if you will, it's the first step, second step, third step, then the fifth and sixth. If you want an easy way to picture this concept, if you shift the key one step down to G flat or F sharp, the pentatonic scale is simply the black keys on the piano. All ebony, no ivory. Sit around at the piano, and just play everything on the black keys, no white keys whatsoever. And you'll find that it actually will make some sense. It's just pretty easy to make melodies and harmonies that use only the black keys exactly for the same reasons that the pentatonic scale just works. There's an easiness to it that we're going to talk about. So pentatonic scales come up all the time. And as I mentioned, this is by no means the first time that we've encountered them on Nashville Anthems. He Got You, perhaps not surprisingly, makes heavy use of the F pentatonic scale, for example. Remember that lick? We talked about it as playing around with a D minor 7th chord, and that it's doing. But the notes of the D minor 7th chord pretty much are exactly the same notes as an F pentatonic scale. So kind of two ways to think about the same thing. But pentatonic melodies carry with them a certain brightness of groove that is a big part of what gives Step by Step the blue-eyed R&B vibe that I'm talking about. A few concrete examples. Like He Got You Before It, you hear 4/5 chords in Step by Step. That's this chord. C over D in the key of G. It's a chord that's built around a C pentatonic scale. And it creates a very strong lead-in, in fact, to a tonic G chord. We touched on this chord, or a close cousin to it, minor 2/5, in the He Got You episode. It's a gospel chord, a piano gospel chord. It has a lot of tension built into it. As such, not surprisingly, when it appears in Step by Step, it appears not on the first or the second beat of a measure, but on the third and fourth. Let's do it on 3 and 4, right after the line, "Dreamin' of."
Tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Third step.
Harmonically, the tension is interesting, because tension-filled though it may be, and it certainly is, there's nothing that feels resolved about all this. The distance is actually on the light side. There are no half-step intervals in this chord. There are 2 whole-step intervals between the C and the D, and between the D and the E, but no nails-on-chalkboard close dissonance like you'd have if an F-sharp showed up in this chord. That's really the beauty of pentatonic harmony. That's kind of the point of not having the 4th or 7th degrees of a major scale. Those are the 2 that are only a half step away from notes that are part of the major triad, the 3rd and 1st, respectively. So avoiding those notes avoids any like danger of running into dissonance with those notes that are like unavoidable in a certain key or a certain chord, such that even the tension in pentatonic harmony feels bright and easy, never mysterious or uncomfortable. Just to drive this point home, listen to a couple of piano and guitar licks that are built around pentatonic chords in Step by Step. The piano does it a lot in this song. It plays a lot of A's, which is the 2 in the key of G, then resolves them to G. Sometimes up here. and this lick mimicking some of Eddie Rabbit's vocal melody down in this range. The latter has that same A and G, and then also throwing in D and E, the 5 and 6 in the key of G respectively, creating a lick very much pentatonic in nature. There's this guitar lick that shows up a fair amount as well. It goes G-A-B-E. And if that's not pentatonic, I don't know what is. So finally, rounding out the strong pentatonic leaning of this R&B-infused early 80s country pop song, we'll look at the vocal melody. Let's just focus on the chorus, but the pentatonic character of this melody is certainly present throughout the song. Let's go back to the enumeration of the steps that we talked about rhythmically a moment ago. The melody notes there are the same notes that the piano leans heavily on in the song, A, G. That first step. Now, that A note is out of chord, don't miss that. The chord there is G major, so G, B, D. And the A, therefore, is stuffed in between the G and the B in that chord. And there's some tension built into that note for that reason in that chord, but it's that easy pentatonic tension that we talked about in the 4 over 5 chord, a natural feeling tension that resolves easily to the G without ever making us anxious. We know exactly where he's going on that next note. We know the A is just leading into, kind of falling down to, the super comfortable G. Especially on top of the strong groove we talked about, the easy harmonic and rhythmic tension in those two words is so easy that it in fact makes it sound all the more effortless and cool. There's something that feels comfortable and familiar about this super groovy, super hooky song, even on the first hearing, right? It's that confidence that we talked about in Vince Gill's blue-eyed R&B-infused A Little More Love. This friend who's being advised on these steps, he's going to take them. Rabbit's cool, confident delivery practically assures it. All right, now there's more pentatonic melody to talk about here, but I feel like we've labored this point enough. So I'll just point out that the hook, Ask Her Out and Treat Her Like A, dances around the 5th, 6th, and 1st degrees of a G scale, much like a bass guitar would do, and like the piano lick we looked at earlier. All very pentatonic and easy flowing. Now, all this musical character, the anticipatory groove with strong 1 and 2, the pentatonic melodies, to say nothing of the instrumentation or production, is very of its time. We've now tackled enough early 80s, and I'm guessing you can feel it too. We talked about the similarities with He Got You. It's also hard to miss the common DNA in Alabama's Take Me Down from a year later. Hear that pentatonic hook? We talked about that hook a lot in the Take Me Down episode, although we didn't point out that it was pentatonic, but it certainly is. And as such, has much the same feel that the licks in Step by Step have, if not the song as a whole. And we haven't gotten to this song yet, but we've referenced it a couple of times in this context, because it's quintessentially all this. From 1983... So, yes, it does feel like these steps are helping us unlock the secret sauce of at least early 80s country musically. But what about lyrically? What's going on lyrically in Step by Step? And can we describe these lyrics in terms of what we've seen these songs do so often on this podcast? Provide a specific, relatable take on a common situation. And I think we can. Because Step by Step approaches the common and relatable idea of romantic courtship from the, for my money, novel and charming angle of modesty. How about that? Not a theme you hear every day in pop music. This is a song about the rather mundane exercise of breaking a seemingly insurmountable goal up into smaller, doable tasks. That's right. This is a song about generating and executing a to-do list. You have a narrator who's presumably in some position of authority over the second-person recipient of his advice, at least in regards to romance, advising someone on how to woo the woman of his fancy. And the song's charm is in the humble light in which it paints this would-be suitor. He comes off as clueless, right? Inexperienced and naive. There's an innocence to his intentions, and a reluctance to ask such that he needs a little push. And that the push is little is really the key. What are these steps again? First step, ask her out and treat her like a lady. Well, that's charming, even old-fashioned, perhaps refreshingly so. Rather than treating her like an object, a means to an end, treat her with human dignity. She's not the nameless object the bro country guys are asking to climb on up in their leased pickup trucks to drive down imaginary suburban dirt roads. She's what? A lady. And the first step is simply the low bar of treating her that way. Second step, presumably, if the first one works out, tell her she's the one you're dreaming of. Right. Take it slow, Hoss. And that's a nice, rather charmingly straightforward and innocent way of expressing his feelings. And he'll fulfill that dream until, again, if steps one and two work out, that third step of taking her in his arms and never letting go. Sounds simple when you say it that way, right? And at least that sort of advice sounds like just what this guy probably needs. At least presumably so, because we don't get his side of this conversation. But this is a slow, natural, deliberate, and modest approach. There are opportunities to abort if any of these steps do not work out as hoped, by either party, by the way. And then, well, I suppose that's where the 90s comes in, and we start back at one. But that's relatable, right? That's the real-life smallness that we've seen again and again in this exploration of 80s and 90s country music. Locally big, perhaps, cosmically tiny, and even the local bigness, in this case, is broken down into smallness, into digestible chunks that make you feel like, hey, this guy might actually have a chance. And set that theme inside the easy R&B-infused groove and harmony that we talked about earlier, and you end up with a song that hits the feel-good sweet spot that Step by Step manages to. So, with that said, I guess we've reached the end of the path that Eddie Rabbit has taken us down with this song, and it's time to find out what step we'll be taking in our next episode. So, to that end, I'm going to pull up Satellite Radio's 80s and 90s country station right now and see what's playing. We're back to the 90s and Billy Dean. The song is his signature song. It's Billy the Kid. I look forward to getting to that one with you in 2 weeks. In the meantime, of course, write me at meltonmcmainerberry@gmail.com. Look up Nashville Anthems on Instagram or Facebook. And don't forget to tell a friend about us. Spread the word. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.